Good Tuesday. Today is February the 11th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, Science for Success is a program funded by the Soybean Checkoff, and they've got a webinar coming up called Soybean Resilience Blueprint. We're going to talk about that with Dr. Laura Lindsay at Ohio State, discussing how our climate impacts soybean yields. We'll have more on that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm joined today by Dr. Laura Lindsay, OSU Extension Soybean Specialist. Dr. Lindsay, a neat program coming up. It's the 2025 Science for Success webinar series. This is funded in part by your Soybean Checkoff, the Soybean Resilience Blueprint. Adapting to climate, cost, and challenge is the overall theme. Now, it's a webinar done sort of through a Zoom link format, but there's two different programs. The first one on February the 28th that you'll be a part of, and then another one coming up on March 14th. The one on the 28th deals with climate challenges in soybean production. Probably a lot of good discussions been had around that in recent times. What can you tell me?
Yeah, certainly there's been a lot of extreme weather events in 2024 and other years as well. I think researchers from Ohio State specifically were tapped for this topic because 2024 was really hard for Ohio farmers from a weather standpoint. Northern Ohio was really wet early on, which delayed planting, and then it pivoted to be really dry, where the southern and southeastern part of Ohio was just dry. So a lot of challenges there. And then we had very heavy rainfall from Hurricane Helene around harvest time. So we had really issues throughout the growing season last year in Ohio.
I would assume as a researcher, it really complicates things as you're trying to have replicated trials year after year after year. And obviously a lot of different statistics you throw into that to reduce variability. But then Mother Nature has to wave her hand and throw another set of challenges at you.
Certainly challenging, but not as challenging as it is for farmers. So, you know, for research, no matter what happens, I learn something. My yields may not be as good or my soybean quality may not be great, but no matter what happens, I learn something and I don't have money on the line like a farmer does. So for researchers, it provides a nice opportunity for us to hopefully address those questions and those challenges if they come up in upcoming years.
Absolutely. Well, definitely. As you're learning, that's more data that can be shared across the board, whether the farmers experienced it in their local area or not. Well, it looks like a great panel that will be discussing this. An individual from Clemson will be moderating it, and then you and your husband, Alex, will be two of the contributors, as well as an individual from University of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a really diverse geography represented on this webinar. Science for Success represents 90% of the soybean acres in the U.S. So it's a huge network, and it's always nice to pull from other universities that grow soybeans.
Great. Well, the webinar is free to join, again, sponsored by the United Soybean Board. And to register for that, you can just go to their website, soybeansscienceforsuccess.org. It's all one word, soybeansscienceforsuccess.org. Again, two different programs, the one on the 28th that Dr. Lindsay will be a part of. And these start at noon Eastern time. You can sign up for, 1 o'clock Eastern time, noon Central time. But the one on the 28th dealing more with the climate side, and then coming up on the 14th, the follow-up one to that, dealing with economic insights for uncertain times. Dr. Lindsay, we appreciate your work in soybean research and being a part of this in order to get the message out and hopefully help us in what is not quite so volatile a year in 2025.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, cattle numbers with USDA's first look at our national cattle inventory to start the year were recently released. USDA's Rod Bain has the report.
What does the U.S. cattle herd look like at the start of 2025? USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell with the numbers from the January cattle inventory report.
All cattle and calves in the United States on January 1st of this year was estimated to be 86.7 million head. That's about 1% lower than what it was a year ago.
Reflecting a continued contraction in the cattle inventory. However,
there are some indications that there might be opportunities in the future for producers to retain and expand.
McConnell explained some of those indicators within the cattle report.
The number of feeder animals outside feedlots is estimated to be about 24.6 million head, which is down slightly from a year ago, although it's not quite down as sharply as the total herd would be. So in addition, some of the revisions in 2024 indicated that the number of cattle outside feedlots was a little bit higher than what the numbers were estimated to be about a year ago.
Pointing to more supplies in 2024 than previously estimated, and not as sharp of tightening of supplies in 2025 in the cattle market. Other notable findings in the January cattle report include
all cows and heifers that have calved is estimated to be 37.2 million head. That's about unchanged fractionally from where it was last year, with beef cows making up 27.9 million head, which is down 1% from last year. The report also indicated that the calf crop in 2024 was 33.5 million head. That's about unchanged from what it was in 2023, and that the number of cattle on feed was 14.3 million head, which is down 1% from last year.
You may be familiar with the monthly cattle on feed reports issued by USDA. So what is the biannual cattle inventory report issued in January and July all about?
The cattle on feed report, that's a survey that's targeted specifically at relatively larger feedlots, those with the capacity of over 1,000 head of cattle. Whereas the cattle report, that's a survey that covers all cattle producers. And the cattle on feed number here represents not only those larger feedlots, but also feedlots with less than 1,000 head capacity. So it captures a wider segment of the market.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.